Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Oh, Monday. Well, this will make it better. Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 93, which is entitled Be a Pal. It originally aired on June 18th, 1950.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O got the yolk of puddings, yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's breakfast time. Liz and George are having an argument about their plans for the evening. Liz wants to go to a symphony concert, and George wants to have a poker game.
Concert.
Poker.
Concert.
Poker.
Concert.
Poker.
Poker.
Concert.
All right, we'll go to the concert.
Now, wait a minute.
You said concert.
Well, I didn't mean it. I was tricked into it. Oh, gee, Liz. Why are we arguing so much lately?
Well, it's all your fault. Whenever I want to do something, you want to do something else.
Oh, but, honey, think of the fun we could have playing poker with other couples. Other men's wives know how to play poker. Now what's the matter?
You don't love me. You wish you were married to a poker player.
Oh, now, honey, I didn't mean to say
that. I can see it all now. The bride looked lovely in a white satin gown, sleeve bands, and a green eye shade.
Oh, Liz, please, now calm down, honey. I'm sorry I upset you.
Then you'll go to the concert?
No.
All right, go ahead and play poker, and I hope your partner trumps your full house.
This was the best luncheon our club's had in a long time. Didn't you think so, Liz?
Oh, I don't think so much of it, Iris.
Didn't you like your chicken patty?
Well, I didn't get any chicken. All I got was patty.
Well, our guest speaker seemed to enjoy his lunch. He's had three helpings.
Yeah, if he eats any more, we'll lose money on him. What's he going to talk about?
How to be happy, though married.
Oh.
I better introduce him. Ladies! Quiet, ladies! Girls! It is my pleasure to present to you one of the world's greatest authorities on successful and happy marriages, Professor Philip Millmoss. Professor Millmoss, that's you. They're waiting.
Huh? Oh. Lady, pardon me till I take a swallow of coffee. There. Ladies, I speak to you today on one of the most wonderful of human achievements, a happy marriage. But don't take that plate. I haven't finished the pastry. Now, ladies, the trouble with most marriages lies with you.
What does he mean?
Be a pal to your husband. Learn to like the things he likes. Be interested in his hobbies. For this way lies peace and happiness in marriage.
I'd like to ask a question, Professor.
Certainly.
Why does it always have to be the woman who gives in?
A very interesting question. And the answer lies in my book, which will be sold at the door as you leave. price of 79 cents. Let me quote from page 65. Quote, be your husband's best friend. Be like his dog. You'll never hear a man arguing with his dog.
But, Professor...
I haven't finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unquote. Yes?
Well, Professor, I'm going to try your system about being like my husband's dog, almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, I don't mind running out to greet him when he whistles, or even running and jumping into his lap, but I'll be darned if I'll sit on the floor and lick his hand while he's eating dinner.
Pardon me, Mrs. Cooper, but Mr. Cooper just came home. You asked me to tell you.
Oh, thank you, Katie. I'll go right in and give him the mill moss treatment.
Beg pardon?
I'm going in and be a pal to George. I'm going to be interested in everything he is.
I hope it works. He's in there reading the paper.
Good. I'll start with that. I'll read the paper and discuss it with him.
Well, this ought to be interesting.
Hello, George. How's my little husband tonight?
Your husband is fine, and he is not going to that concert.
Oh, who cares about an old concert anyway? Give me part of the paper, old pal.
All right. Here's the society page.
Society page? Oh, give me something interesting. Where's the sports section?
Sports section? Mm-hmm. I've never seen you read the sports section.
Oh, I never miss it. Give it to me. I'll read it to you.
Well, this should be interesting.
Well, let's see now. Williams bags crown by Tico in eighth.
Tico. That's T-K-O.
Well, how would you pronounce it?
Technical knockout.
Oh. Well, I never cared much for basketball anyway.
I see.
Well, now, here's something I didn't know about. Midget racing.
Well, what about it?
They ought to be ashamed making those little men run around the track.
Thank you, Ted Husing.
And you didn't think I knew anything about sports, did you?
Tell me, Red Barber, what else is new in the sports world?
Oh, my goodness. It's not bad enough with midgets. Now they're racing little girls.
This I've got to see.
It says so right here. Yesterday at Tanforan, a race was won by a 3-year-old maiden.
This can't be happening.
She certainly was carrying a lot of money for a little girl. She had $2,000 in her purse.
Oh, Liz, that would do credit to Grantland Rice.
To what?
Haven't you ever heard of Grantland Rice?
Certainly I've heard of Grantland Rice, but I never tasted it.
Oh, no.
George, I have something nice to tell you. I'm not going to the concert tonight.
You're not?
No, I'm going to be a real pal to you. I'm going to share your interests. I'm going to stay home and play poker with you and Mr. Atterbury and the boys from the bank.
You're what? But you don't know how to play poker.
Well, I'm going to learn how. I've got a whole hour before they get here.
Oh.
Well, now that you're all here, we might as well get started with a poker game, huh, fellas?
You're sure you boys don't mind if Liz plays with us?
No, we're delighted.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, batter up.
What? She means set him up in the other alley.
Yeah.
Oh, Gad.
Well, let's start. You deal, Joe.
All right.
Oh, isn't this fun? I just love playing poker.
All right, Liz. It's up to you.
What is?
You start.
Start what?
You pass.
Pass what?
Can you open?
Open what?
What have you got in your hand? Any pairs?
No, they're all different numbers.
Can anybody open? All right, throw your cards in.
Funny thing, they were all different numbers, but they were all the same suit.
Your deal, Mr. Atterbury.
Do I have to? Look, why don't we all go off by ourselves and play solitaire?
No, I want to play poker.
Well, here we go.
Ooh, a queen.
Liz, never mind.
Ooh, there's your sister.
Liz, you're supposed to keep your cards a secret.
Ooh.
What did you get, Mr. Atterbury?
I shouldn't talk, but tell your two Andrew sisters not to wait up for Laverne. I open for two.
I'm in.
I'm in. Put in two chips, Liz.
Okay.
Cards?
They're in your hand.
Thank you.
Give me two.
Three. How many cards do you want, Liz?
Oh, do I get more?
You throw away the worst cards in your hand and try to draw better ones.
Why?
Because that's the way you play poker!
Oh. Well, which one shall I throw away? The two queens or the 3-5?
No!
Oh. All the chips over to me for?
Because as much as I hate to admit it, you win.
I do? Mm. Oh, this is fun. Come on, deal them again. I could play poker all night.
Mr. Atterbury, are you busy? Can I see you a minute?
Of course, George. Come on in. What's on your mind, boy?
Well, it's Liz. Oh, this pal business is driving me nuts.
If last night was an example, boy, I know what you mean.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
Oh, that's all right. I was honored to be present on such a memorable occasion. I can always tell my grandchildren that I was there the night poker died.
Oh, it's awful. She wants to do everything I do. I'm going on a camping trip this weekend to get rid of her.
Oh, wait a minute, boy. I have an idea. Take Liz on the trip with you.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, very funny, Mr. Adams.
No, I mean it. Take Liz with you and work her head off. By the time she's hiked through the woods, waded through icy streams, and slept on the cold ground, she'll be plenty sick of being your boon companion.
Hey. That's a good idea.
Good, my foot. It's sheer genius.
I'll do it. I've got to stop this thing some way.
I'll say you do, boy. First thing you know, Liz will be buying you mother and daughter sun suit.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. We find Liz still concentrating on being a pal to George. Right now, they're getting ready to go on a camping trip.
Mrs. Cooper, here's the box of food I fixed for the trip.
Oh, thank you, Katie. We're just about ready to leave. Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Liz.
Oh, hi, Iris. We're just leaving.
Don't go, girl. You're about to be booby-trapped.
What are you talking about?
Do you know why George is taking you to the mountains?
Certainly, because I'm his boon companion.
The way I heard it, Boone plans to get rid of his companions.
What do you mean?
George is going to wear you out hiking and fishing and camping. He's sick of having you for a pal.
I don't believe it.
It's true. Rudolph came home from the bank looking like the cat who swallowed the canary.
And you wheedled it out of him.
Who has to wheedle that big blabbermouth?
Well, Iris, thanks a lot for telling me.
Oh, that's okay, girl. I suppose you won't go now.
Of course I'm going. And I've got a plan, Iris. Will you help me?
Glad to. I'm never too busy to help a wife take a swipe at a husband.
Good, Iris. Now, you follow us in your car, and whatever you do, keep out of sight. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Ah, this mountain air is wonderful. I never get enough of it.
Oh, boy, it sure is great.
Hey, this looks like a good trout stream.
Yeah, this looks like a good one. I'll tell you what, let's split up and see who catches the most fish.
All right.
I'm going up around that bend there.
Oh, wait, I'll do you a favor. Don't go up there. It's too shallow, not enough rapids. There aren't any fish there.
Oh, but it's so pretty.
All right, have it your way. I'll see you later, and I'll have the limit.
All right, goodbye. Let's see now. She should be right up around the bend here.
Liz!
Oh,
over here.
Oh, Iris, there you are. Have you got them?
The best they had at the market. 6 trout. Aren't they beauties?
Oh, wonderful. Throw them to me, Iris.
What for?
Well, then I won't be lying when I tell George I caught them.
Here, girl.
Oh, thanks.
Take them off the string before you show them to George.
Yeah, I will. I'll see you later. Wait for me.
I'll wait right here where I was before.
I was right, huh? It would take a magician to catch a fish up there.
Shake hands with Houdini.
What do you mean?
Haven't you caught any fish yet?
Oh, have you?
Only these.
Only the... Liz, where did you get all those trout?
I caught them.
In a stream?
Yeah.
Those are lake trout.
Well, maybe they got lost.
Very strange. Well, I can't hope to beat that catch. You feel up to hiking back to camp?
Sure.
Well, we can take it easy. It's pretty rough on you.
Rough? Why, I can beat you back to camp any day.
Oh, you can.
Certainly. I'll tell you what, I'll race you back to camp.
Oh, you're going to be smart, huh? All right, I'll tell you what. Since I'm a man, I'll give you a head start.
Well, since I'm a woman, I'll take it. Goodbye, George.
Goodbye. I'll be seeing you in a minute when I pass you. Hurry up. I'll give you 5 minutes.
I'll have dinner waiting for you when you get back. Now, where did Iris get to?
Liz.
Oh, there you are.
How'd everything go?
Oh, fine, Iris. Do you have your car here?
Well, sure. Why?
I'm hiking back to camp in it. Hurry up before George comes trotting by. Gee, it's getting dark, Iris. Any sign of George yet?
No. I hope he isn't lost.
Oh, wait a minute. There he comes now, down the road.
Where? I don't see anyone.
Look a little lower. He's crawling on his hands and knees.
I better get out of here before he sees me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks for everything.
Uh-huh.
George, is that you? How'd it go?
That was fun, wasn't it, pal? Nothing like hiking, is there?
George, you aren't tired, are you? George, say something.
Water.
I'm sorry, George. I used the water. I got back so early, I had time to wash my hair.
You got back that early?
Oh, yes, but I must admit I cheated. I ran most of the way. George, if you're that tired, you better go to bed. Remember, you promised to take me hunting at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, are you sure you have everything straight, Iris?
Well, I think so, Liz. How's George this morning?
Oh, the poor guy. He was so tired, it was a shame to get him out of bed. Now review this once more with me.
Oh, okay. I hide up in that oak tree.
Yeah.
And every time you shoot, I throw down a dead duck.
That's right, and if you don't, I'll be a likewise. Now, what if we shoot at a target?
Well, you're going to choose that horseshoe attached to the fence over there.
Yeah.
And I'll bang this one with a rock, like this.
Good.
Oh, start climbing. Here comes George.
Okay.
Ready to go, Liz?
Yes, George.
Now, here's your rifle.
Let's start hunting. I want to shoot some ducks.
Ducks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there aren't any ducks within 100 miles of here.
Well, I don't know. These look like pretty good duck trees.
Liz, you find ducks in swamps, not in trees.
Want to bet?
All right, go ahead. If there's a duck in any of these trees, my name isn't George Cooper.
We'll just see. Here goes.
Well?
What did you say, Sam?
I don't get it, Liz.
What's the matter?
First, you catch a lake trout in the stream. And now you shot a duck that's marked Bird's Eye Frozen Food. At something we can see. A bottle or a can or... Hey, wait a minute. There's a horseshoe over there on the fence.
Horseshoe? Oh, no. We don't want to shoot at that.
Oh, yes, we do.
But it's so little.
Well, maybe you're right.
Okay, you talked me into it. Here I go.
By gosh, you did it.
Nothing to it. Watch this one. With my eyes closed yet.
You missed it.
One of my slow ones.
Give me that gun, Liz. I'll show you some real fancy shooting.
What kind?
There's an old hen up in that tree.
There is?
Yeah. An old hen in green slacks. Bet I can bring her down with one shot. Now watch this. One, two...
Don't shoot, George!
Come on down, Iris. It's all over.
Put that gun down, George. We were just having a little fun.
Yeah. Are you mad, George?
I don't know. It was a pretty cheap trick you pulled on me.
Well, it was a dirty trick you pulled on me, bringing me up here to run me ragged.
Well.
Oh, come on and make up, George. Let's not be pals or companions. Let's not even be friends anymore. Let's just go back to being man and wife.
Thank you.
listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie the Maid was played by Ruth Parrott. Watch for Lucille Ball in Fancy Pants with Bob Hope. Say, listen to this.
It's new, it can't be beat. The grandest treat you ever did eat. Post Sugar Crisp. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. As a cereal, it's dandy. Or eat it like candy. Post Sugar Crisp.
Look for the red, white, and blue cellophane bag with the three little bears. That's Post Sugar Crisp. Today, enjoy this honey of a new cereal that's fun to eat. Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O cup. Pudding. Yes, sirree.
Bob Lamond speaking.
This is CBS, where you meet Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband every Sunday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Here we have another script reuse in our show. This script was originally used in episode number 21 that aired on December 4th, 1948. Of course, it was partially rewritten for the airing of this show, but much of it is the same. Shows in the golden age of radio would do this sometimes instead of just doing a straight rerun. Now, if you're interested in hearing the original use of the script, we aired it on this podcast on January 21st of 2019, so you can go back in the archives and take a listen. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband, and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Until next time, in the words of Navjot Singh Sidhu, it's always darkest before the dawn, so if you're going to steal your neighbor's newspaper, that's the time to do it.